Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself.
Hi guys, welcome to day 7. Today we're going to be talking about two essential tools for your health. First one is your natural circadian rhythm, and then is foam rolling or muscle, joint, and tissue recovery. Now, these might sound fancy, but trust me, they are simpler than you think. And these can really make a difference in your life, especially if you want to lose weight. It's really good. Now, when I first started gymming and I first started learning about health like 10 to 15 years ago, 15 years ago, I didn't realize how much my daily habits, like what I ate, how much I slept, affected everything from my energy levels to my weight loss. And if someone had just told me, just stick to your body's circadian rhythm, then things would have gotten a little bit easier. And I might have avoided a lot of trial and errors. So that's the things that I want to talk about today to help you avoid all of that wasted time. Now, let's look at circadian rhythm. Your circadian rhythm is like your body's built-in clocks or built-in time management system. It tells you when to wake up, when to eat, when to sleep, and even when your body should be burning fat. Like everything in the world, it is connected to the cycle of the sun, which means it syncs with the sun and syncs with daylight. In the day, you're supposed to feel energized, motivated. At night, you're supposed to feel sleepy, relaxed. And the way, there are multiple ways on how this works. What is interesting to note is when we eat late at night, it confuses our body's natural circadian rhythm. And when it confuses it, your body finds it really hard to burn fat. It messes with your hormones, especially the ones that control satiety and hunger. Research also shows us that people who eat later in the day gain more weight, and people who eat earlier in the day lose more weight. I did, when the first continuous blood glucose monitor came out, I also did some experiments where I found that if I eat before 6, I can have a 10 to 15% lower blood sugar response than when I eat after 6. And 6 is the time in Dubai where the sun goes down. So sunlight in the morning, like in the previous day, we mentioned that it's really important. Sunlight does a lot of things. One of the things is that it helps you increase your serotonin. And it also helps you regulate melatonin. When we look at sleeping well and eating well, it helps us, our body, to be more flexible metabolically, and it helps it to be optimized. A lot of you, if you are suffering with weight loss issues or you're trying to lose weight, then try it. Think of your body as your temple. Keep it pure, keep it clean, and make sure all the things happen in a certain time. So what you can do for today and starting today is realign all of your last meals to as close as sunset as possible. No, whether you're in Dubai, whether you're anywhere in the world, this actually aligns with how our ancestors lived, eating when the sun was up and resting when the sun is down. So try that. The next thing is pick a bedtime. Most likely you guys are working, waking up for school or university, whatever it might be. Pick a time and stick to it. And yes, I hate to break this, but on the weekends too, because you cannot just do whatever on the weekends and make sure that your body is okay. Your circadian rhythms will be screwed. Also, keep a sleep diary. Sleep diaries are really nice. And this, we have like a quiz which tells you about your chronotype from the sleep doctor. It's called The Power of When quiz. Amazing book. You should read it. Keep a sleep diary. Notice how you feel when you're going to sleep. What happens when you wake up? Every day will teach you something new. So that's it for today. If you want a sleep diary template, I have one here. So let me know and I'll share it with you. Then the next thing is something that I avoided for a very long time, which is foam rolling. Now, you know, when you go for a massage, you feel really good because someone else is kind of like pressing, holding, massaging your body. Foam rolling is self-massage or mini-massage. It's really good post-workouts and in the evening because it helps you recover and feel better rested. You can also do it in the morning, but I prefer to do it in the evening. Now, what does foam rolling do? For some of you who might have not seen this piece of equipment, then what foam rolling does is it reduces your soreness so your muscles can recover faster. It also helps with your joint mobility, flexibility. Basically, it helps you feel less stiff. And when you're less stiff, you have better range of motion. Because of the pressure, you also have improved blood flow. More blood means more oxygen, more nutrients to your muscles, which will speed up your recovery. You know, we have to all do all these things because our bodies sometimes can be very sensitive. And like Jim Rohn said, your body is the only place you have to live. So take care of it. Now, here is a foam rolling routine that you should try. Okay, let's go over it really quick. You can even take a screenshot of this. Basically, there are different stations or different parts of your body. You do 10 burpees or you start, this is fun because you start with 10 burpees or you start with like jumping jacks and then you roll on some tendon or maybe your quadricep or your hamstrings or your IT bands. So this is really good. Make sure you do at least 20 to 30 passes per muscle group. And this is it, honestly. I want you to start experiencing the benefits of foam rolling. Again, you're going to be given a lot of things in this program. Please, please, please follow each and everything. It's all building up to get you good habits for longevity, which you can also do in your 60s and your 80s. Anyway, spend 1 to 2 minutes on each muscle group. If you find a sore spot or a tight area, you can also hold the foam roller there and see how you feel. So today was about aligning your body to the natural cycles of the sun, especially while you're eating. Then if you hear that noise in the background, that's my dog Jaeger. He's not meant to be here, but now he's with us. Use foam rolling to recover from your next workout and keep doing this every day. Small steps every day. Okay? See you guys. See you in the next one.
Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.